Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Georgia travels to Kentucky tomorrow for the first SEC game of the year. Roddy DeBalzi joins us from UGASports.com every single Friday to break down the Bulldogs. Roddy, how are you?
What up, Rod?
Doing fine, man. Doing fine. I'm sure I look good. Feel good. Good. That's the way these Georgia Bulldogs look through two games. They look great. Now, that could change this Saturday. But, hey, for two games, to give up 6 points and to score 86-something points, that's they look fantastic right now.
Yeah, no doubt. And interesting that you bring that up. Perfect that you bring it up, because that's kind of what I was going to ask you. Just, I know it's 2 weeks. Georgia has looked phenomenal. A couple other teams have looked really good as well. Has anything changed in terms of your idea as far as who the best team or teams in the country are after a couple of weeks?
Yeah, Michigan's out of my list. I thought Michigan, you know, like, hey, these guys are going to be, I know they're just defending national champions, you know. But, yeah, they're off the list. I expected Kentucky to be better than they are, not to say that they would be in that kind of national championship hunt, but they were kind of a disappointment. But Texas, oh, my God, they look really good. And Tennessee, people are sleeping on Tennessee. I know Georgia fans don't want to hear that, but they've got a real quarterback. That guy is going to be very, very dangerous every time you face him. So it's going to be a fun season for Georgia, considering they have to play that Texas team and that Tennessee team and that Alabama team and Ole Miss with Jackson Dart. Again, I went ahead and picked that song early because it's two games in and we haven't seen them go on the road yet. Yep. But I don't know if at the end of the year you're going to be able to say that with as much swagger as you have after week two.
What do you think of, I mean, because obviously it was going to be a blowout. We knew that. But I'm talking about some of the big plays that Georgia kind of, you don't see a lot of it. You know, them attacking downfield, obviously the big run by Etienne. I mean, was it because of the opponent, or do you think this should be more of an emphasis of what Georgia wants to do as far as they got the quarterback, they got good receivers to be able to take some of those big plays and put them into a game like this on Saturday?
Well, I mean, it's definitely the opponent was a big right. part of that. But then you also saw in the second half against Clemson, once they start to attack you deep, after they've established that they can get the, you know, short yardage stuff. I mean, you can't just start flicking the ball downfield and be looking at third and 10, you know, or second and 9 when, if the play doesn't work. So I've got no problems with them, you know, establishing the run with your mammoth offensive line and your stable of incredible running backs. So you should be able to say, look, we're going to show that we can pound you on the ground. We're going to bring those safeties up. We're going to bring those linebackers up. Then we're going to attack you on the edges, or we're going to go to the perimeter. And we got some they haven't even thrown screens yet. So it's Georgia's got a plethora of ways to attack you. And what I said last week was I love the fact that they've got a smorgasbord of guys to go to. You got three or four different backs that can torch. You got great wide receivers. You got good tight ends. And that's what we saw in those two championship runs. They had different guys who would step up. Same on the defense. You know, you go back to like William Poole knocking down a pass, you know, Latavius Breeny, you know, just like, hey,
yeah.
He had a huge play. Tay Crowder in the, go back to the game against Ohio and Oklahoma years and years ago. It's just you need those kind of role players to come on, and we've seen that. Now when you get to those allow you to have those explosive plays. And what does Kirby Smart talk about all the time when you ask him, hey, how's this game going to pan out? He says, well, tell me how many turnovers and how many explosive plays we got.
How much of an emphasis do you think they have on trying to get out to a quick start? I know they were able to do that last week, but opponent and all that. Like, against better opponents last year, they didn't. Even against Clemson week one, it took till the second half to really get it rolling. How much do you think they really want to make sure they do that tomorrow against Kentucky?
You absolutely have to. I mean, I've covered that game at Kentucky for many, many years. It's always tighter than it is. The spread's 24. I'm picking Georgia not to cover that. And they might. They might go up there and just lay it to – Kentucky might have another bad game like they did against South Carolina. I just don't see it happening. When Georgia goes up there and plays, it is always tighter. I mean, the last four contests up there, you know, in Lexington, they've been decided by, like, what, 10.5 points on average. I mean, it's always it's a close game. Georgia was looking good. I mean, they won a title 2 years ago, but up there they only won by 10 points. So it's you need to get that crowd out of it. You need to kind of keep them on their heels thinking that, oh, here's South Carolina game all over again. Don't give them hope. And if you let them stay in the game, hope only continues to grow. So put them down early, get out of there without getting injuries, get into the bye week, and then get ready for Alabama.
What do you think about there are two – you know, big dogs on that team right now. You talk about Dumas Johnson, obviously the quarterback, Brock Vandegrift. The emotions going into the game for them playing against their old team, even though they did get the hell beat out of last week by South Carolina. This one, Roddy, sometimes when you're playing your former team, something, and I know this from experience, something kind of, you know, makes you feel a little bit different about it.
I've known Brock for maybe 10 years. I've been covering that kid, even when he was playing against my son in Little League. Brock Vandegrift is tough, and if he has a bad game, he is going to bounce back. He is not going to look like he did last week. Plus, I mean, they gave him I think they threw the ball, 10 times, completed six. It's just not that's not a Brock Vandegrift game. He is going to come back and show you what he's capable of. And again, he knows what Georgia's defense is like. He knows what they try to do. He's going to be able to look at guys' hips and how they're lined up and know, okay, he's got inside leverage on this route, or, you know, what does Georgia like to do? Same with Dumas Johnson. He knows Georgia's offense backwards and forwards. He went up against it every day for 3 years. This guy is going to know how we run, how we throw the ball, how we do everything. So they've got a chip on their shoulder. You're right. You're playing your former team. You got to get that taste of South Carolina out of your mouth. And everybody's down on these two guys. Well, they're down on the whole team, but you really want they want to show out against their former teammates to show they didn't make a mistake by transferring and that they are superstars and they're going to come out with their hair on fire.
Who do you expect to be available maybe from an injury perspective tomorrow, and who won't be available for the Georgia Bulldogs?
The two biggest ones that are going to be out are Mikel and Warren Brinson. You know, having Mikel Williams out is huge. Yeah. But again, you want him to get ready for Alabama. Sit him out. He's been downgraded, as has Warren Brinson, you know, with that his Achilles issue. Kentucky's offensive line last week was terrible. I mean, they should be charged with a crime for letting Brock Vandegrift beat up so bad. That's, yeah. I mean, that accessories to assault or something. And not having two of your best defensive linemen out there, you have that feeling like, oh, it could have been so good if you just had those guys in there. But I'll give Christian Miller and Tua Ingram-Dawkins credit. They played great last week. They were everywhere. They looked good against Clemson as well. I think they're just going to tee off. And, I mean, Clemson does have a preseason all-SEC lineman, but even he got abused last week. So you got all your offensive guys are going to be out there. It's just a defensive line. Well, you're already thin that you're down four defensive linemen. So you're not really going to be able to take advantage of that Kentucky weakness like South Carolina did.
Hey, Roddy, I can't think of his name because I'm going to say it wrong. Number 8, the star. How important is it that he was back last week and having, you know, Malachi play more of his natural position at safety?
Janelle Aguero is the hardest hitter on the team. And I tried to get a bunch of guys to say that. And I was asking in the preseason, who's the hardest hitter? And, of course, they do the same thing. Well, we all hit hard. Everybody hits hard. But then you get them off the, you know, off the video or off the record, they're like, oh, yeah, Janelle, he's a killer. So basically, you know, you have he's taking Javon Bullard's spot. So as just kind of that enforcer on defense, getting him back, letting Malachi roll back there, that really completes Georgia's defense. You saw how much better they looked with Janelle Aguero in on defense and Trevor Etienne running the ball. I mean, the guy had, what, 5 carries for 78 yards? I mean, he just getting warmed up.
Pretty explosive. So.
Yeah,
getting those two guys back again. There's the explosive plays we talked about. They, you know, go deep or toss it to him. And again, we haven't even started seeing the screen plays yet. So Georgia's still got a lot in their playbook that we haven't even seen. And same on the defensive side with Janelle Aguero back there. They run the defense that they want to, not the one that they had to.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Roddy DeBalsi joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, UGASports.com. Joins us every Friday at 11:40 to get ready for the Georgia game on Saturday. Roddy, if Kentucky is as bad as they looked last week, it's been a couple of years since the last double-digit win season. I know Stoops been there for a long time, but how long does it take before that seat gets a little warm?
That seat is already warm. That seat is hot because of the flirtations with Texas A&M earlier.
Right.
That was a hard flirt. I mean, people were reporting that he was taking the job. You know,
I remember.
Yeah. I don't know if it was his agent or, but you know, just bad reporting. But that trial balloon went out there. And there were people making a list of who his replacements are. And if you talk to people, you know, in Lexington and around there, they already have a list of who they want to go after. So he has to win big, or it's just like with every other coach. Once that wedge gets driven in the middle of the fan base, you can only win your way out of it. But you can, you know, it's just, it's hot. I'm sorry. I know he's been the best thing they've had, but a lot of people are feeling, you know, that he's a, they can't get over the hump with him. So the love has, I don't say it's evaporated, but it has dropped about 50% of where he used to be. Remember, they thought he was the greatest coach, you know, to ever be up there since, you know, Bear. And now they're like, they're looking around.
Real quick, Rod, we got less than a minute. I wanted to get your thought process. We were talking the other day about coaching trees, and we're talking about Fran up there in Syracuse. What is it? Do you see, like, I know he got some good players, but do you see where he's trying to put this program as far as what he learned from Kirby?
Absolutely. Again, the toughness and the way they recruit, that's the best thing you can learn if you go become one on Kirby's staff. You learn how he recruits and how he practices, and that translates to the field. Just it's his process. It's Nick Saban's process. If you implement it anywhere, it's going to be successful.
Roddy, we appreciate it,
my boy.
Always. Thank you.
Appreciate it, my boy.
Thanks, guys. Y'all take care.
Roddy Nabalsi there every single Friday at 11:40 with good stuff.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.